Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Donald Truglio, Truglio. And this goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 5/11/22, Mr. Truglio performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judy Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 5/11/22, Mrs. Ferris performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/27/21, there's no significant change, period. The paragraph had depression and minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Roy Henderson. This goes to the VA. On 5/11/22, Mr. Henderson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 193 meters in 4 minutes and 6 seconds, it desaturated to 87%, and the test was terminated. Period. A paragraph impression: severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gina Hobson, and this goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/11/22, Mrs. Hobson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Optimal effort is questioned as evidenced by a low peak flow rate. The paragraph impression, a minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next is patient Mary Frink, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. This goes to Dr. Jessica Bokook. On 5/11/22, Mrs. Frink performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor significant bronchial reactivity, although there was an improved effort after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/2/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford Johnson. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/11/22, Mr. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, period. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/3/21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal, MC, capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. Pietrangelo. On 5/11/22, Mr. McGonigal performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 4/20/21. There's been some improvement, period, in paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Thank you.